With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Your wallet may not have noticed, but the government says inflation cooled a bit in June for the third month in a row.
The government reports consumer prices declined 0.1% from May to June after having remained flat the previous month. Measured from 12 months earlier, prices were up 3% in June, down from 3.3% in May. The latest inflation readings could help convince the Fed's policymakers that inflation is returning to its 2% target.
Correspondent Jeremy House. An updated political forecast gives the GOP a 65% chance of holding its majority in the House while winning control of the upper house of Congress.
Decision Desk HQ says Republicans have increased their advantage by 1 point since its forecast earlier this week and are now seen as favorites to clinch 11 of 16 up for grabs House seats. The forecast also gives Donald Trump a 58% chance of capturing the White House and Republicans an 82% chance of flipping the Senate. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, 198 House Democrats oppose requiring Americans to show proof of citizenship before voting in federal elections.
On this vote, the yeas are 221, the nays are 198. The bill is passed.
House Republicans and a handful of Democrats on Wednesday approved a bill that seeks to expand the proof of citizenship requirements to vote in federal elections and impose voter roll purge requirements on states, legislation that has been touted by former President Trump. H.R. 8281, sponsored by Chip Roy of Texas, cleared the chamber with five Democrats voting yes. It now heads to the Senate, where it's all but certain to be ignored amid opposition from Democrats.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett says President Biden vows to veto the bill if it should reach his desk. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 96 points, so the Nasdaq 13 points higher, the S&P currently flat. This is SRN News. An Ohio church spruces up a baseball diamond.
Nazarene News reports that New Life Church of the Nazarene in the city of Mount Vernon, Ohio, decided to revitalize a local baseball diamond as an act of love towards the community. Located in an area known as South Vernon, Lamb Park dated back to the 1950s. The church eventually negotiated a deal with the property owners to revitalize the baseball diamond. A team of volunteers from the church put new clay on the field, repainted the dugouts, and reseeded the grass. Donations were from both the church and community leaders. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Concerned Women for America launching the She Prays, She Votes bus tour. CWA says the bus tour is making stops in 12 key states: Wisconsin, Michigan and Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona and Nevada among them. CWA says it wants to motivate and activate Christians across the country. This is SRN News. Well, thankfully, an alert trucker was in the right place at the right time.
A Louisiana sheriff says a one-year-old boy survived 2 days of sometimes stormy weather before a truck driver spotted him crawling along a roadside. Sheriff Stitch Guillory is calling the child a miracle baby. He was spotted in southwest Louisiana a day after his four-year-old brother was found dead and his mother was arrested in Mississippi. Autopsy reports were pending on the four-year-old who was found in a lake behind an Interstate 10 Welcome Center near the Texas state line. The mother was found and arrested in Meridian, Mississippi. She is so far facing a charge of failing to report a missing child and is awaiting extradition. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Three people shot to death last night in Alameda, California, and police say they do have a person of interest in custody. The victims were apparently members of one family. Their bodies found in a house. Police say additional family members were injured, and they were taken to a hospital. More details, SRNnews.com.